Evening, everyone. It's me. Two booze in a day. This is one talking about under the hashtag BooTube. We got very careful not to say BoobTube. Maybe that will be reserved for National Mammary Gland Day, if there's such a thing. But there you go. BooTube it is then. And I just thought, yeah, I'll give a little chat about my memories of the London Underground. I did post one earlier of us, me and my friend Ben, when we went to the Paralympics, and we had the joys of going on the, what's that train called? The Javelin, on the way there from St Pancras to Stratford. But on the way back, of course, we heard us come back on the Central Line. And the Central Line was one of my mainstays while I was living in London from 1988 to 1990. I was working as a piano tuner at Bluth Mechanos, and again, there's an audio boo about that on my boo, if you look for it. And it's when actually was part of the same couple of days that Ben and I were down in London earlier this year. We actually went to Bluth Mechanos, their big posh shop in, I think it's by Bond Street. I can't remember where I went now. Anyway, but yeah, so I worked in the workshops of Bluth Mechanos, and they were out in Perivale. And Perivale's on the Central Line, and I used to travel and live in London. And at the time, I was living with, funnily enough, Ben's dad. We're all visually impaired, so way before Ben was born. Anyway, his dad and I, we lived in London, and some of the stories. I mean, my word. I mean, firstly, you know, as blind people, the London Underground is absolutely awesome. I think most of us have a general idea of what direction we're going in, because we know the names of the lines, we know what direction we need to be going in, and we orient ourselves in that respect, obviously, to get from one place to another. But, and I don't need to say for sighted people, I'm sure it must be, but you have no concept of where the thing's actually going, because there's those tricks you can do, isn't there, where you get people to go into all different, onto all different undergrounds and trains and change, and actually when they come out of their final destination, they're like, you know, literally yards from the station they started off at. And, you know, you can do all sorts of daftness, can't you? I do have some stories, but as I said, the big thing about the London Underground for me is the actual you measure everything on time, don't you? You know, you don't think to yourself, it's the distance, it's so far. You think in time alone, don't you? You just go, oh, it only takes 15 minutes to get on the to get from one place to another, or 20 minutes or 40 minutes. Nothing is governed by like the direction in terms of how you're getting there. You just literally sit there, you say, right, I'll be with you in 20 minutes or 40 minutes or whatever. And we could go anywhere in London, and you would always be able to meet someone at a tube station or whatever, if you're meeting friends, whatever. And we have many stories. My friend and I were just talking about it the other day, actually, and one of our stories was when I was given a hi-fi system from work, and he had the speakers in his arms and I had the hi-fi, and we tried to get on the train at the same time. It was on the Victoria Line, and it was so crowded that at first the door started to shut, which meant that he would have had the hi-fi and I would have had these wires coming out connected to the speakers that were in my arms. You couldn't disconnect the speakers. And so we managed to get the door open, like just about managed to crash into the door, get myself in, but then suddenly realised that he'd left the mains lead hanging outside of the tube, outside the door. And so basically it was dragging along the track, you know, dragging along the track outside. I mean, if he'd have had to hit one of those third rot wires or whatever, third rail or whatever that wire is in the middle that puts the train, and it would have been a pretty massive event. And so that was quite funny. And another thing we used to do was we used to make out that we were meeting girls for a date. So we'd be talking on the train, and we'd be going up to something like Mile End, and we'd say to the out loud, "Oh, this is exciting! Can't wait to meet these girls. We're nearly at White City." you know, we should be fine. Of course, anyone that knows, you know, Warwick City is completely the opposite direction and some distance from Mile End. And of course, people would say, oh, excuse me, mate, I don't like to worry you, but you're not actually anywhere near Warwick City. You're actually coming up the Mile End. And then we'd say, oh, all right then, well, maybe we won't meet those girls after all then, or they'll just have to wait or whatever. We'll go and just, it used to really make people laugh, and they never knew whether they were being serious or not. Yeah, but you gotta love the Tube. A fantastic British institution. And indeed, I very, very, very much enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed my little memory. And I thought I would just post them because, as I said, it was the first Tube in the world, wasn't it? It was, and then everything else has followed, according to the brilliant radio report that I just listened to on audiobook. So, yeah, we celebrate the Tube. 150 years old today. Okay, that's me done then. I'll speak to you all soon. Thanks ever so much for listening, and you take care. Bye bye.